This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know. Hear from the experts, the authors, the others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, a conservative doctor has a change of heart about marijuana, and you might take his side when you hear why. The best credit card for your summer vacation. Plus, tomorrow is Record Store Day. You remember records, right? Let's meet the friends. All ready to go, and little musical chairs. You're sitting in a different place, I could say, in the studio
right now. It's weird.
Jennifer Bjorklund.
See everybody. Hi, guys.
It's Friday. That's your seat.
It is my Friday seat. So is your religion obscene, indecent? Well, we're going to talk about a license plate you are not allowed to have.
Oh. And his favorite day of the week, Friday.
That's right.
It's Jason Campadonia.
They are going to fire up Old Sparky in one of the states here, Phil. I can't wait to tell you.
I remember Old Sparky. Not personally, though. And I see a spark in your eye. Chris Martin.
Yeah. The king of the roast has never been roasted quite like this. You know who I'm talking about?
No, but I feel like some roast beef all of a sudden. That's not what you're talking about, though, is it?
No, it's not.
It is a Friday. Feel a little giddy about that.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to go 5 for 5 after the show there, Phil?
I think so.
Okay.
It's Good Friday, by the way.
It is. I picked up my ham today.
Is that what you do on
Good Friday? Ham.
Like, I think so. It's traditional.
It's
Beat the Rush Saturday.
Sure is. And a lot of people can relate to that because it's a busy weekend. Mm-hmm. And it was a tragic day.
Oh.
On the tallest mountain in the world, Jen.
Yeah, that snow slide on Everest came out of nowhere. A climber who says who was there says, there were a few seconds of panic where I thought, this is going to collect us. He thought he wasn't going to make it out. Nepal's tourism ministry says the dead are Sherpas, the guides who take you up to the summit. 12 are dead. 4 are missing. I think that 12 number might have moved up to 13 somewhere during the morning. But officially, 12 dead, 4 missing. The worst recorded disaster on Everest, which, as you said, is the Earth's highest mountain, was a snowstorm in 1996 that caused the deaths of 8 climbers. And then there was one where 6 Sherpas died in an avalanche in 1970. So why do they do it?
Who are these Sherpas anyway?
Sherpas
are just
the
local guys.
Yeah, they're the guys that make it all happen. I mean, you and I, if we want to go up there, we don't stand a chance without
but
a Sherpa.
That's the whole point. I thought the Sherpas were the guys who were supposed to protect you and keep you safe and keep
I think they know the mountain.
Right.
In fact, isn't what these guys were doing? They were hammering in guidelines
tying up the guidelines. Yeah, right. And the avalanche took them. And all the climbers are okay. But
some of them, from what I understand, are above the avalanche line.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how they're going to get down to this point.
Yeah.
And they'll need more Sherpas, I think.
They'll need some help. From National Geographic, they say the average elite Sherpa can make as much as $5,000 working on Everest for 2 months. Compare that. It's 5 times as much as they'd make farming. So that's one reason why they do it. And there was a study from the National Institutes of Health way back in 1976 that found after living in high altitude for as many years as they do, Sherpas actually undergo genetic adaptations that allow them to better tolerate being in high altitudes with low oxygen.
They go to the doctor for that?
I don't know, but I think
it's like a mutation.
It does. It becomes part of their thing.
Weird.
Get that lung capacity and
I see.
The ability
to. So the training actually makes them evolve?
They evolve within themselves, yeah.
That's why the fighters go up to Big Bear to train.
Mm-hmm.
So they
could
evolve.
Exactly.
Their lung capacity.
We've seen that. I've seen the guys jogging with the mask on, with the breathing mask, on a hot day, with boots and fatigues.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah.
And the weights. You know, when someone dies on Everest at the summit, they don't take them down. They just stay up there. The bodies stay up there. It never defrosts.
That's the place where their final
that's
resting
their
place.
Final resting
so
place.
So you become a popsicle.
You become a part of the mountain. Yeah.
Well,
which is kind of creepy when you're climbing. You know, you're walking past all of this stuff. I mean, for years. The climbers who have died are still up.
And there have been hundreds of deaths on Mount Everest, right?
Yep.
So you just got to pick
I'm not exaggerating when I say hundreds, am I?
I don't think so.
All right.
No.
There's something else. You mentioned religion, and the strange thing is that you're really talking about license plates.
Right. You know, when you're looking for one of those personalized plates and you start putting in all this stuff that you know they're going to say
or as we call them here in California, environmental plates.
Right. the vanity plates.
Yes.
They won't let you have one that's obscene or offensive. Well, in New Jersey, apparently, you can't get one that says atheist, like atheist, but you can get one that says Baptist.
What?
Really?
Yeah. By the way, the DMV isn't commenting today because it's closed for Good Friday.
Yeah. Perfect.
It's true. But this is a real story. The New Jersey woman who brought this all up says she was denied a license plate referencing atheism. She filed suit this week saying her online application was rejected because it was deemed potentially offensive. The actual verbiage is, it may carry connotations offensive to good taste and decency. So then she thought, okay, well, let's try Baptist. So she types that in. Website accepted it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So she says she sent a bunch of complaint letters by registered mail, never heard anything back. So she's suing.
I can imagine a curse word, a blatant word, mm-hmm. four letters, starts with an F. I can get why that mm-hmm. should not be on the back of a car. The fact that you are proclaiming your religion or non-religion, that's not offensive to anybody. That's right. Your own deal, right?
You would think.
Yeah.
We'll see how this goes.
It's a First Amendment thing. They'll take the DMV to court.
Exactly. That's what she's claiming, First Amendment.
Follow up on that. I want to mm-hmm. hear what happens. Okay. We have been talking this week about the sequel mm-hmm. to Top Gun.
Right.
But there's another movie, and there is some controversy now that there's going to be a remake.
Right. You know, sequels, you love them, you hate them. Chris, you like the Top Gun sequel idea.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Jay likes
who
it.
Who wouldn't?
Well, Phil
I
and
don't.
Me, we hate that idea.
Phil, I'm telling you, Kenny Loggins, Tom Cruise, fighter jets, multi-gajillion dollar blockbuster.
Rehash this?
Yeah. And Tom Cruise has still got it. That's the other thing. He's still a great actor.
Okay, well,
he's going to pull that role
with that,
off.
But okay.
He is still a great
What's
actor.
What's the newest one now?
All right, fine.
Okay, so, how about Mrs. Doubtfire? Remember
no!
that movie, Mrs. Doubtfire?
No.
Well, the sequel, it's in the works, but not everyone's excited, not just Jay.
I'm not new.
Not is the only one that's not excited. Okay, so the Elf writer, David Barenboim, is writing the script. Robin Williams is in. Director Chris Columbus in.
Robin Williams as Mrs. Doubtfire
I don't
again?
Know. It didn't say exactly specifically what role, but you got to figure. So one of the kids from the movie has no interest at all coming back. Mara Wilson, she played Natalie Hillard, the really cute little girl in the film. She tweeted on Twitter. She says, "I'm not coming back. For the record, no, I do not have anything to do with the Mrs. Doubtfire sequel, nor will I," she wrote. Then she adds, "I've been in some mediocre movies, but I've never been in a sequel, and I have no interest in being in one now."
She's only been in mediocre movies, let's just face it. Sorry.
Well, you guys brought up the one that you really like, right?
No,
Matilda.
Clarify that,
Matilda.
Please. Who brought that up?
Well, we were talking before
it was not
the
you
program
guys.
Started.
That was Mr. Chris
oh,
Martin
oh,
over
it wasn't
there.
Jay.
Don't
it
pretend was like me. You didn't know exactly what I was talking about when I brought that
Why
movie.
Why do you got to wrap me out like that?
Danny DeVito movie. And for you, Jay, that's done. You're in.
Done. Right? All right. If it's got DeVito in it, I'll probably watch it.
Okay.
Well, that's a movie that was from 1996. Was Matilda? I had to Google it. Matilda was from 1996.
I know. Let's not
did
tell anybody
I
watched
like
it while I was in high school.
And
don't
you
say
loved
that.
It.
I did not.
You loved it.
All right, maybe.
Well, maybe.
All right,
that's
Jay.
Good.
This old Sparky story that you have here?
Yes, sir.
Is this capital punishment going old school?
So here's the deal. A bunch of guys on death row waiting to die are kind of probably shaking in their boots a little bit now because you have. Right now, there's a lot of controversy. People cannot get this drug. The states cannot get this drug that they're using now. It's the one drug cocktail that they're using for lethal injection. Well, Tennessee now has a bill sitting on their governor's desk to bring back the electric chair.
I bet a lot of defense attorneys are going to all of a sudden say, you know what, that drug cocktail is not so bad.
Not so bad.
Not so bad.
Because now you don't want to fry people. You'd rather just put them to sleep. But here's where it gets really interesting. Lawmakers in Missouri and Wyoming have proposed adding firing squads to
what?
Using their to executions.
Wow.
It doesn't really go anywhere. But they're trying to find alternatives so they can clear out some of the guys on death row that have been waiting.
In the states where that's possible to do that.
Correct. It'll never happen here in California. But I didn't know this. The last time the electric chair was used in Tennessee, anybody got a guess? Last time?
1915.
No. I already know because you told me.
2007.
Oh, so it hasn't been that long at all.
I had no idea. And oddly enough, if you're sitting on death row, you actually have the option of electrocution, hanging, firing squad, or the gas chamber.
Whenever you talk about the electric chair, I think about that Tom Hanks movie. What was that one?
The Green Mile.
The Green Mile.
The Green Mile.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought of,
because
too.
It didn't work so well in that movie, right?
Right.
He forgot to wet the sponge.
Is that what that was?
That's the deal. So anyways, we might see some electrocutions here coming down real soon. And I believe it's the drug maker who makes the one drug cocktail doesn't like the fact that we here in America are using it for executions.
Right. It's like the Hippocratic Oath thing. They don't want to be making a drug that's killing people.
Right. Because it comes from overseas. I believe it's Germany. I'm not exactly sure on that. But so old Sparky.
You know, I've also heard that the big drug companies won't make it because it's not cost effective for them to make it. And I don't, you know, I might be speaking a little bit out of turn on that, but I have heard that.
Probably.
Yeah.
What usually you ask me first before you're allowed to
speak. That's a good point, yeah.
So you were speaking out of turn. All right, let's move along. What's the best credit card these days? That's not what we're talking about next. That's later in the program. So I'm going to make you wait on that one. But up next, a conservative ER doctor tells his personal story about giving his daughter medical marijuana. It was his last hope. It was either to give her prescription drugs that could potentially kill her, or try cannabis. You will hear about it next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends here on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. You can tell it's Friday here at KFWB News Talk 980. You're listening to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. Jennifer Bjorklund is here. So are Jay Capadonia and Chris Martin. And not too long ago, I think it made headlines when Dr. Sanjay Gupta came out all of a sudden after being staunchly against medical marijuana, changed his tune and said he was in favor. And a local doctor has done the same. And I think it's a compelling story that you need to hear now about why he changed his mind. Joining us live now is Dr. Thomas Minahan. He's board certified in emergency medicine, has been practicing for over 15 years, and he's the founder of Megan's Hope.
I appreciate the time.
Yeah, happy to have you on here. First, give us your professional opinion.
Well, put me back 8 months ago, and if you use marijuana, you were in the class with the heroin abusers and everybody else. That I've seen forever, and abuse drugs and just make our ERs busier and busier.
So you thought, okay, using marijuana as a treatment for pain or something else like that is like going to the dark side. Is that your position?
I see a lot of people come in with, they have the back pain and they're on the marijuana. And I know of people who have gone and got their car just so they can legally get high. It's abused extensively, and that was my attitude. And I'd see a ton of people in the ER say they were using it medicinally, but I didn't believe it.
It's not unusual these days, since there was a very public 180 on this. Dr. Sanjay Gupta came out nationally on television, who was always against medicinal marijuana, and then he changed his mind on this as well. So are you finding more of your colleagues coming to the conclusion that maybe this is a reasonable treatment for certain incidences?
For certain things, absolutely. And people who know me and know my history and what I've been through for 10 years, or should I say more of what my daughter's been through for 10 years, they know there is something here. There's definitely something here.
I want to ask you about your daughter then. That's the personal experience that led you to this opinion. Tell us about that. What was she suffering?
So she has intractable epilepsy. She seizes about 30 to 40 times a month. There are some nights she sees as many times as 12 times in a night.
So describe a seizure.
You lay in bed next to her, and she starts to roll, but it's not a purposeful roll. And then all of a sudden the shaking starts. You hear this screaming out, and then she pees to the bed. It lasts about a minute. Sometimes she looks blue in the face, and as an ER doctor, you just, you know, it scares you.
Yeah, and ultimately it scares her as well. Is she in danger of hurting herself severely?
The incidence of death of an epileptic is 20 times the average person. I pulled her off the bottom of a swimming pool about a year ago after a seizure at a swimming lesson.
My goodness.
We've had our go around.
How old a girl is she?
She's 11. She's had them since she was 14 months, and we've tried everything. When I say everything, I mean everything. The list of meds we've been through. I am fortunate to have the ability to have access by my income and by my, you know, the people that I know, to the best doctors in the world. What's the average person do?
Exactly right. And so that's when marijuana comes in, because at least for the time being, the prices are reasonable. And but before we get into your transition with your daughter to treatment with marijuana, describe for me some of the pros and cons. If you were to compare whatever downside there is to treating a patient with marijuana to the potential downside of some of the best pharmaceuticals that are out there for this particular condition.
Well, we know some pharmaceuticals make kids cognitively slower, so they're going to end up in school behind the other kid because they were on a medication. We know that exists, and yet we're okay with that as physicians, because we have studies that say this is what happens, this is a problem, and we're okay with that. I think a lot of the naysayers about the medical marijuana are we don't know what it does to kids, and there aren't a lot of studies out there. But I got to come back and go, well, how about the next 1,000 seizures? What's that going to cause if we don't do something to stop them, or the meds over the next 5 years that we know cause problems?
So you know what it does to your kid, and why don't you get into that now and describe the process? She's not smoking, I don't believe. Is she probably in pill form, right?
Fascinating. I had a physician who I respect, who I think is very knowledgeable, last week asked me, does your daughter smoke? I mean, is that, and I think that's some of the question in the medical community. They just don't know.
That is difficult to believe, that a man that in that profession will actually ask if your 11-year-old child is lighting up. That's really
well,
funny.
When I started chasing this, I wondered myself, how do you get this in a kid? So it comes as an oil, and it's phenomenal. It's easy. We gave it to her, and her seizures went down by two-thirds.
Wow.
Two-thirds. And she was... we had a tutor come into the house because she's been slow. She's back in regular school.
And she's competing with the other kids on the same level.
She's behind, and she's been behind. She's had so many seizures over the years, she's behind.
Right.
But people will tell you who haven't seen her, like they see her once a month or so, and they'll say, what a change. What are you doing, if they don't know what we're doing?
You're experimenting with this, essentially, aren't you? I mean, do you actually know the appropriate dosing?
My kid is a guinea pig. But I have no choice, and I had no choice when we came to this. I am experimenting. I have learned more on Facebook, sadly, than I have in any textbook or any journal about this. My kid's not getting high. So for all those people who think, you know, you're getting your kid high, there is THC in my kid's system. But there, so over the years, THC is what's going to sell in the dispensary, high THC, because that's what gets you high. So the second compound there is called CBD, stands for cannabidiol. That's the second most common. So over the years, that's been grown with more THC and less CBD. So there's a strain that's exact opposite. So high CBD and low THC. And that is what she's on.
The governor of Tennessee, Bill Haslam, is actually fighting to get it legalized just specifically for helping children with your daughter's condition. And I think the House Appropriations or somebody over there and some politician voted it down. And the governor came out the other day and says, look, I can see there's actual results of these CBDs, and I am going to fight and do everything I can to help these kids.
That's awesome.
I thought it was amazing. And your story is amazing.
So a friend of mine helped me put together a clip of where I was and where I am. And I've shared it with the doctors that I know. One sent it to a Maryland representative who completely changed her tune. I mean, she was in the same boat with me about, come on, marijuana, please.
Yeah, this is a video that we could find online?
Yeah, at Mallory's Hope, MallorysHope.org.
.org.
Yeah, video plays of kind of where we were and my thoughts and who I am. and where this girl has become.
We'll link to that on our site. Are you prescribing this to your patients when you see them?
I'm an ER doctor. I don't do any continuity. I don't see people long term. I've suggested it to people if they say they have seizures and then they don't work. You know, the meds they're taking are not working. I've suggested that as an option. I've yet to write a card yet.
Dr. Thomas Minahan, I hope your daughter continues her recovery with her seizures and in life. And I probably we're going to hear from you again. It sounds like you've become a lifelong advocate now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Well, yeah. Thank you for your time.
All right. That was something, guys. I don't know where you all stand on it now, but I think more and more this is becoming the popular opinion.
It really is. It's such a moving story when you put a face on it, especially of a child that has to go through something like that.
And there's no reason to stigmatize certain drugs. Drugs are drugs.
Agreed.
If they work for something, you know. Yeah, I'm on board, too.
Right. Okay. And the thing is, the pharmaceuticals that were available out there were bad for her.
Right. And I believe Wisconsin just approved the use of CBDs for children yesterday.
Very good to know. And more information for you to know. What's the best credit card these days when you want to earn points during your summer vacation or some of the other bennies that you get from a card? You will hear from an expert who will tell you the 5 or 6 or 7 best cards, the perfect card for you. That's coming up next on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends right here on KFWB News Talk 980. You are listening to KFWB News Talk 980. It's a Friday here with Phil Hewlett and friends. As We See It is the name of the program. And we're so glad you tuned in. Hey, you know what? The holiday travel season, or the summer, spring and summer travel season is here. The credit card comparison website, CardHub.com, recently announced its picks for the best travel credit cards for your travel time. And we want to find out all about them. So joining us live is the senior analyst of Wallet Hub, John Kiernan. John, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We've had you on before, and we love talking about these types of things. Now, Card Hub is affiliated with Wallet Hub somehow, right? I don't want to get too technical about it.
They're the same parent company owns them, essentially, and they're sister sites, I guess you would say.
And they share hubs. I like it. All right.
Yeah.
So what should we look for in a credit card for summer travel? Just the basics.
Well, one of the really interesting things we're seeing right now is credit card companies are offering hundreds of dollars in sign-up perks to people who have above-average credit, more towards the excellent credit side of things. So if you open the right credit card these days, you can get a $400 initial bonus just by spending a certain amount in the first few months, or you can get a couple of free round-trip flights and actually weeks of free hotel nights if you play your cards right.
Well, you're talking about, what, 5% of the people out there with above-average credit?
I think it's actually more people than you think have above-average credit, and people can get a sense of really where their credit stands a couple of different ways. CardHub has a free credit estimator where you can just answer a couple of simple questions without any personal information or anything and get kind of a rating of where you likely stand. And also just looking at the offers that you get in the mail is a really good indicator. If you kind of go on CardHub or any other website, just Google the name of a couple credit card offers you've got in the mail and see the credit standing required for those, you can get a sense. But it's actually a pretty good segment of Americans have the credit standing necessary to take advantage of these
offers.
Is this
based on your FICO? And if you're above a certain number, do you pretty much belong to that group?
Yeah, it's based on your credit score, your FICO credit score, and your disposable income.
So give me a number, John. What, 750, 795, 825?
Holy moly.
Well, what are we talking here?
Above 700 is pretty much the range we're talking.
Oh, okay.
Now, I have a question for you. I've noticed when I get some of those deals and I say, ooh, free airline tickets. Oh, $400.
Yeah.
It comes with the card, but then it has an annual fee. Or do all these cards have an annual fee, or are they just hoping to rope you in as a customer and, you know, that you'll be ending up paying interest on
these? Yeah, drain your bank account.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think that there's the perception that you don't really get anything for free from a credit card company.
I mean, it really depends on how you manage things and what you're kind of getting the card for. You can actually take advantage of these cards and open them and just kind of meet the initial requirement for the initial bonus without paying a fee and then close the card before your first account anniversary. A lot of the cards don't charge an annual fee in the first year. For example, the Barclay Card Arrival card will give you a $400 statement credit that you can put towards any travel-related charge if you spend $3,000 within the first 90 days, and that doesn't charge an annual fee during the first year. It has an $89 annual fee that kicks in the second year. But so if you're going to be spending that much anyway, and you have the credit saying necessary to take advantage of this offer, and you're going to be able to pay that your balance off before you incur any finance charges, then this is essentially free money. So it's a good option for people who are kind of.
I like points, John Kiernan. Are there cards that if you sign up and you qualify that they'll just give you 50,000 frequent flyer miles?
Yeah, what the Barclay card, for example, gives you 40,000 miles that you can that are not tied to any specific airline or hotel chain. You can just go on a kayak or any other comparison site, get the best deal on your flight or your hotel, and then once it shows up on your account, pay it off with these essentially kind of generic miles. The Chase Sapphire Preferred is another card that will give you 40,000 points, and you can use that for $500 in travel accommodations if you book through Chase's Ultimate Rewards program, or you can just get a $400 statement credit, which you can put towards anything. And so we recommend just the most flexible rewards possible, which are these kind of cash-based ones. But you can get a card, for example, from Frontier Airlines.
Okay, John, I'm sorry.
Jay, you don't understand the points thing, do you?
What?
I don't understand points very well.
I understand. I think I get it. I get a card, gives me money, or gives me points. I can use that, and my travel's free. Is that what you're saying? Or
yeah, basically, so there are a couple different kinds. You can either get a card that has the name of a specific airline and get just
just those airlines, so United, Alaska, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
Okay, I get
but
that.
And there's another segment of cards that will just give you generic miles that you can put towards any travel-related expense.
And I can use that just by signing my name to saying, okay, yes, I want your credit card, or do I have to spend a certain amount? Like,
yeah, so if, for example, you apply for this Barclay card and you get it, and then you have to spend $3,000 in the first 90 days you have the card.
That's nothing. You'll do that on gasoline.
Wait, $300 90 days?
No, $3,000. You're going to go
pay
on a trip.
For everything. Yeah.
You go on a vacation, you're going to spend $3,000.
Yeah, and
easy.
So
okay, I see what you're saying.
Use that card to pay for all your vacation stuff, and then once that shows up on your account, you'll be credited also these 40,000 miles,
right,
which you can use to
this is why I go camping, because $3,000 in 90 days, I just, whew.
All right, well, maybe you're not the person we're talking about here with
these
credit cards.
A lot of people are using their credit cards for everything they spend these days. So
I use my credit cards for everything and then just pay it back when I get paid.
Now, these points, John, do they expire these days, or are they there as long as you need them?
Most rewards these days don't expire, at least not anytime soon. That's kind of been a point of emphasis in recent years. But it's always a good idea to kind of read the fine print, as boring as that is. But especially with these bonuses that we're talking about, that's really not a worry, since you're going to be pretty much using them immediately.
Right away. Yeah, okay. All right, let me ask you this, because I keep hearing, and after everybody had their data stolen, you know, over the holidays, I started hearing that it's better actually to use a credit card than a debit card for your everyday purchases these days. And if you do that, you'll get up to that $3,000 in 90 days in a hurry if you're buying your groceries and your gas and whatever else. Is that the case? From a security point of view, is the credit card a better
situation? Yeah, the reason for that is all credit card companies, the networks, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover, offer $0 liability guarantees. So if someone gets access to your information, uses your account to spend a bunch of money, you're not going to have to pay anything, any of that money. That's the case also when you sign for a debit card purchase. Those are also covered. but when a pin is used, it's a little less straightforward. But the easiest answer is, yeah, use your credit card and you're not going to be liable for anything. So.
All right. Talking to John Kiernan with Wallet Hub. And the last question I have for you, John, does it make sense to get a credit card that's tailored specifically for the kind of travel you take? So let's say it's a business trip or domestic trip, a cruise or an international trip, or maybe it's Jay and he wants to go camping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely can make sense. The best way to go about is to try to get one of these initial bonuses and get that one-off benefit that you can use for that particular trip rather than, say, getting a card tied to a specific airline, saving up over and like throughout a year and hopefully getting enough points to pay off a vacation, because what they can do is they can change the number of points you need for a certain flight or hotel or whatever and devalue what you have, and then you get into the issue with expiration dates. So it's best to kind of just get these one-off benefits to pay for certain things and then also have a kind of base card that really gives you good benefits for everyday expenses.
Get the holiday card, pay it off, get out the scissors, and you're good to go. I think it's
in the freezer.
All right, yep. John, so we get the list of cards at cardhub.com, is that right?
There you go.
Okay, John Kiernan, senior analyst with the affiliated company there, Wallet Hub. Always good to know, give you some information that's going to be useful for you. All right, remember LPs, guys?
Oh, yeah.
How much money did you used to spend buying records? I spent a ton, a fortune. Do you still have them? Do you miss them? Tomorrow is your chance to join with the rest of the people to who want to celebrate, and I think I'm among them, Long Play Records. But we're going to get started early next, right here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends on KFWB News Talk 980.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials, as well as the South Bay's best bottomless champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553. Hope you're enjoying your Friday. We certainly are. We are As We See It with Phil Hewlett and Friends. That's the name of the show, but actually we are me, Phil Hewlett. Jennifer Bjorklund is you, and and you are Jay Campadonia, and you are Chris Martin. Thanks, guys. And we thank you for listening. You remember the days when you would sit in your living room or your bedroom, have your headphones on, you're reading the liner notes on the gatefold of your brand-new record, you're listening to the music, and somehow you got some scratches on it already.
Remember that, Chris?
Huh? Yeah.
This experience was so much more personal and compelling than CDs or MP3s. You remember this. Jay, I know you don't remember this. Chris, I know you have no clue what I'm talking about, right? Well, let's bring in our next guest. Kerry Culleton is the co-founder of Record Store Day, which is tomorrow all across this country and perhaps around the world. Hello, Kerry. Thank you very much.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
You remember that time with the headphones and the gatefold and reading the liner notes, right?
I do, because you know what? It is not past tense.
Oh,
take that, Phil.
Vinyl is making a comeback.
All right. What is Record Store Day?
Record Store Day is in fact worldwide. It is the worldwide celebration of the culture of the indie record store.
And there aren't any more of those, are there?
That is so not true. So not true. In the United States, there are 1,200 fully participating pledged record stores taking part in Record Store Day tomorrow. And worldwide, there are probably more like 3,000 or 4,000. And those are just the ones who are on our website that you can find at our website.
Well, I am thrilled about this because I used to spend, when I was in college, I used to spend $300 to $500 a week. A week
on records. How did you make $300 to $500 in college?
I had all my paper route money stored up in the bank account, and I spent it all in college going to independent record stores. And there were a bunch of them here in Southern California. There was Zed Records. There was Middle Earth Records. Tower Records was cool at the time, more or less. There was Licorice Pizza, wasn't necessarily a chain at the time that I was shopping there. But
sure.
And there was, what was Disconnection in Torrance? And there was one in Hollywood, I think, was another one. I don't think many of those, if any of them, are still around. You're talking about different stores these days. Name a couple in the Southern California area.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, so you have no idea, do you?
No, I absolutely do. I know, and I'm just not sure what area we're calling Southern California. Fingerprints in Long Beach is a great one.
Okay, Fingerprints in Long Beach, yeah.
We have stores in San Luis Obispo. We go all the way down to San Diego. I mean, it is the best thing to do, so I'm not, you know, leaving anybody out. That's a fantastic store, is to tell people that you can search by city, by store, or by zip code on our website at recordstoreday.com and find a store near you. And people would be surprised what little gems are out there waiting for
you. All right, so you and I can relate to this whole concept of enjoying the long play and the liner notes and all of that sort of thing. Just a different experience completely. But things have changed. Do people still really care about all of that?
They absolutely do. We have 100,000 followers on Twitter who follow Record Store Day. We have almost 250,000 people on Facebook. And the analytics of those are skewing a lot younger than people would think. It's more like 18 to 35 and not what most people would think would be, you know, up in the 50, 60 range.
You're talking about like the hipster movement. It's like coming around and now it's so underground that it's cool, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd go that far. There's an element of that. But there's also 13-year-old kids who are discovering classic rock and discovering what it's like to have that experience with putting vinyl on a turntable.
So you say vinyl, and that's my question. With the record store, people use that term loosely. I've walked into record stores, and all they have are CDs. I mean, are you talking – we're really seriously talking about record stores with vinyl that you can buy that are real records you can play?
Absolutely. The vinyl resurgence is undeniable, and if anyone – checks out Billboard or SoundScan, you won't be able to deny that vinyl is making a comeback. But it's actually a really good point because we are about the stores themselves. And if some stores sell vinyl and CD, that's great. We love it. If some stores sell only vinyl, we love it. There is, believe it or not, cassette comeback as well.
No way! That's what I remember.
I still have my cassette duplicating machine at home. So, Carrie Colleton, do these record stores sell, and Jay, I'm going to use a word you may not be familiar with again.
What's that?
Do these record stores sell styluses behind the counter?
What now?
Do they? If I need a new stylus for my turntable.
That's the pen you
can
use
I get
for
one
your
of those?
Cell phone.
At quite a few stores, yes, you can. And if you can't, I guarantee you they'll tell you where in your community you can.
See, that's good.
So can I go get a Justin Bieber record?
Not this year, not for Record Store Day, but you could get a One Direction record or a Katy Perry record.
Oh, they actually, these giant artists are actually putting out records.
Absolutely.
Vinyl, yeah.
I had no idea that actually happened.
Do they put out special records released on Record Store Day?
They do. They do. They put them out throughout the whole year. And if you notice, when you watch late night TV, the host who's got a guest coming on, he holds up records.
I've seen David Letterman do that.
That's I always thought it was like a blow up of like
the
off
CD?
Their Facebook page or something. Yeah, I had no idea.
But it does seem like more of a promotional thing now. Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you this, Carrie. Let's say I sit down a couple of kids who are into music and they're listening on their iPhone, basically, with their headphones. And they're walking around that way all day. That's the experience. That's how they experience music. They want something, they dial it up, and boom, they've got the song. Instant satisfaction. There's something slow and intellectual about taking the record out of the sleeve, looking at it to see if the artist scratched something on the center near the hole on the and
you're making it sound so romantic.
No, it is, but
it is.
It's not that.
It is, right?
It's
look
not
at that,
that.
His eyes. They've glazed over. He's got this dreamy, faraway look.
It's like you're on a first date there, Phil.
How do you transition the kid who gets things just like that into that romantic experience with the album? How do you explain that? How do you introduce them to that and convince them that it's a good thing?
Well, I have seen I haven't actually seen it. I'll be honest. I've heard stories of record store owners who have kids who, and they say, pick your favorite album that you've only ever heard on CD, and they'll sit them down, put the headphones on them, and let them listen to it on vinyl, and you can see the reactions in their faces. It sounds different. It's a different reaction. But when you talk about, you know, you're calling it the romantic process, I think it's a human process. You get to actually interact with this piece of music, this piece of art that somebody's created, and you have to pay attention to it. You have to go slow. You might have to clean the record. You have to make sure your turntable is set up correctly. You have to take care of these things, and you're a little more immersed in it when you're doing it. If you're listening to something on your headphones all day, that's fantastic. The next day, you may not be able to remember what songs you heard, but if you're paying attention for an hour, 45 minutes to a record that you're listening to, you'll probably be able to remember. That's it.
Records are not just for old guys anymore. So anyway, where can people go again? Is there's a website, or they go to the Twitter or the Facebook? Just tell us what those are.
They can do any of it. We're really easy to find. RecordStoreDay.com, Record Store Day on Facebook, and Record Store Day on Twitter.
Carrie Culleton, thank you very much. You made me
feel romantic.
about my music, my record catalog. Thanks.
You know what else people are missing when you actually just download a song, you don't get the whole album. And I think a lot of artists put a lot of songs on their albums that are great.
Art.
And when you used to have to buy the whole thing, those songs would grow on you slowly.
That's why iTunes gives you 30 seconds to review each one of those songs on the album and see if you
enjoy
it.
It's not enough, Chris.
It's enough for me.
Not enough.
Hey, Chris, I don't want to shortchange you, but we've got about a minute here, and you have something special about Don Rickles to tell us, right?
Yeah, we're going to make it real fast. Don Rickles is actually going to be celebrated in a new special. They're taping it on May 6th. It is a 90-minute, one-night-only, all-star comedy tribute, and it's going to feature people like David Letterman, Jerry Seinfeld, Bob Newhart, Jon Stewart. The list goes on.
They're going to roast him, huh?
They're going to roast him, and he is the king of roast. He's 87 years old. He's a Queens native, and it's his time. So I'm happy because I love Don Rickles.
And he's never been roasted.
Genius, yeah.
Never been roasted.
Yeah. Well, he's been hit on the dais a couple of times, but never really hit hard.
Because he'll hit back. Hey, we love your comments. Email us, feedback@PhilHewlettAndFriends, Twitter, As We See It Show, Facebook.com/PhilHewlettAndFriends. Have a great weekend. Our executive producer is Mike Stark. Theme song composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Jennifer Bjorklund, Jay Capadonia, Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Have a great weekend. On the next program, smart kids from L.A. go to Washington, D.C. to compete for the science crown. That and more when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.